Kurt, you've answered a lot of questions about that. What is the next move? Mm-hmm. Who gets together? How does it work on how you approach the state board from here if you want a different result?
Well, I think our staff will work closely with some folks across campus, and we'll look into some of the options and make sure we have a better understanding of, you know, the invite only and, you know, actually who can be on that list, how many folks we can invite, what's the best mechanism to do that. And once we sit down with the board members and just make sure that they're comfortable with whatever that plan may look like, then I think at that point we'll make a decision on whether or not, you know, we can host this event going forward.
All right, a quick question from Jeffrey Lewis Baker, that the 5 to 7,000 fans who spend $50 a seat each year for seat backs, has Boise State thought about installing seats in at least the middle three sections of the stadium for a $25 upcharge on those seats?
We've looked at it, and I think we've talked about that on this show before. You know, we've got to be a little cognizant about putting a chair back seat in versus a bleacher seat, because, as you know, I think when you do that, it turns into 1.5 bleacher seats instead of one. So you
right.
got to kind of do that math. We have talked about chair backs. We talked about extending the stadium club on the west side, the orange seats on the bottom level. We've talked a lot about that. And I think we'll get through this year and see where we stand from a ticket standpoint. And we will certainly consider changes going into next year. And that certainly might be one of them.
Where are you on season tickets? Do you have some numbers? Are you
We're about 85% of where we need to get to budget-wise, which is pretty common around this time of the season. So I think we've got to sell 1,500 to 1,800 more tickets to meet the budget that we've put in for this upcoming season. And, you know, usually over the course of these next 2 months, we're in that 2,200-2,300 range. But we'll just continue to monitor that. We just had our outside sales team come on board this past Monday, IMG Learfield, and those guys will be on the phone, you know, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. So I'm hopeful that they can generate some interest and maybe even bring back some of the people that decided not to renew their tickets for whatever reason. So certainly hopeful that they'll be successful, and they have been at other schools, and I'm hopeful that they can do the same here at Boise State.
How many people on the ticket sales team that came in on this new relationship?
3 full-time guys. So we've got a GM and then 2 salespeople, but they'll be glued to the phone Monday
right.
through Friday.
Another question from Robert Pfeiffer. Have football ticket sales since the most recent stadium expansion made it financially advantageous to consider more expansion of Albertson Stadium?
At this point, probably not, if you're looking at it from a financial standpoint. That doesn't mean that we won't consider adding seats. I think we've talked about this before, too. You got to be a little careful there. I think you add seats in small waves. I don't think you come in with 10 or 15,000 seats when, you know, we're challenged to sell those last 2 or 3,000 as it stands now. And so, but with our upcoming schedule and the attractive schools that we have coming in over the next 5 to 7 years, if we are going to try and do something like that, then that's certainly something we're going to consider here in the near future.
Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director, joining us here every Thursday at 5 o'clock. It's Ask the AD with Kurt. You hashtag Ask the AD, and I guess you could ask him a question about this new alcohol policy that has gone into effect. Is your goal going to be to look at getting something changed by this 2016 kickoff? Is that possible, or given the fact that we're already here in mid-June, is that too difficult?
Changed in
to
terms
get it back
of
to going away what
policy?
You were doing, yeah.
I don't know, Jeff. We'll have to talk to them about that. I think their decision's been made, and we're going to have to work around that, make sure that they're comfortable with, like I said earlier, coming up with a plan from an invitation way of thinking, and we'll bring some thoughts and ideas forth to them that they can consider. And once we get a level of comfort with the state board, then we can make a decision on what we're going to try and do. I mean, it sounds to me like a change in policy is not an option right now, and that's probably not something that we're going to try and do, at least prior to this season. So I think we've got to work around their decision and see what we can come up with, and hopefully we can continue to have the event, because I think people really enjoyed it.
We had some other things to get to, but I know we did speak to Leon today during the Bob and Chris show from 1 to 3 about the Costa Rica trip. You know, you got this whole Zika virus thing out there. They are in that situation in Costa Rica, if I read things properly. But I wonder, on top of that, the whole financial piece and how that works, because that's got to be fairly expensive.
Well, when our teams decide to do something like this, the coaches and our development team were responsible for going out and raising additional monies to do that. So that's not something that's built in our budget. Leon and his staff have done a good job so far of reaching out to folks to help with that trip. You know, it's a great opportunity. You can only do it once every 4 years, but I think this year in particular, you know, we have such a young team. Half of our staff is new. It's a great opportunity for them to get out of town, go see a beautiful place, get some games under their belt, some additional practices, get to know our new coaching staff better. And this is certainly a good time to do it. And, I think they're doing a good job of fundraising. And in fact, I think our women's soccer program is looking at doing the same thing as well, not to Costa Rica, but, our coaches and our development team are responsible for raising those additional monies. That is not a budgeted item that we put in annually for them. And if they want to do something like that, they got to find the money.
What about this virus?
That's a little scary. You know, we're taking a trainer with us. I don't know if that helps. You know,
mosquito bites are pretty easy to come by.
Watch where you're going, and you got to be prepared. You got to eat right. You got to drink the right things, and you got to have people kind of watching out, making sure that we're in the right places. And if we're not, you know, what are we doing to prevent that type of thing? That's a little scary, no doubt about it. But we'll have the proper trainers around the situation and people making some good decisions for our guys. So hopefully we'll be okay.
Well, I'm sure they'll do the research. Some of it has to do with elevation. If you're high enough, mosquitoes aren't going up there. Right. If you're low enough, wherever mosquito is, you know,
scary.
There's that threat per se.
Yeah.
Last but not least, the transfer rules we'll get to at another time, but you had a comment about late kickoff times, and Prater and I both remarked that you basically came out, I thought, in your statement and said, hey, it's time to start embracing the fact that we may have games ending late.
Yeah.
And we need fans to show up for that. Is this a concerted effort? Will we see more of this? Is this going to be sort of a public message that Boise State plays football on national TV, and yes, they play from 8 to 11:30 at night.
I look at it two ways. We can either sit back and complain about it, or we can accept the fact that we don't have any control over and we can embrace it. And when I started thinking about that quote that I put in the paper yesterday, I certainly didn't mean in a way where, you know, shut up and stop complaining and get your butt to the stadium. That was not what I was trying to mention in terms of what I said. And so for me, it's something right now that it's the world of college football. And if we don't embrace it and accept it, we're gonna continue to not have as many people in the stands. And our team needs the support. We've got to keep trying to get better. One of our biggest revenue sources to make sure that we're funding our athletic programs is selling tickets to football and basketball. And, you know, I hope our fans understand that if we could change it, we would. Right now we can't. That's on the docket for 3 or 4 more years with our contract through the Mountain West Conference. And that's why I said we've got to embrace it. And, you know, I hope our fans do the same thing.
But in terms of changing it, give them another feel for financially what's in it for Boise State having these opportunities to play these games. Mm-hmm. You could go back to playing at one, kill all the TV contracts, I assume. How much money are you giving back?
Well,
I can answer that.
Between 3 and 4 million bucks.
I was going to say, you know, at least 2 million.
Or more.
Yeah. So it certainly is financial for us, but I go back to that exposure thing. ESPN, for me, at least in my opinion, has changed our world in terms of Boise State football. We've been lucky, I think, at times to win games on the road against big teams in front of a national TV audience that helps us in recruiting, that helps strengthen our brand. And I think that's changed our world at Boise State. And that's very, very valuable for us, and I do not take that for granted. So if we've got to go back to Saturday afternoon games at 1 o'clock and not be on TV, for us, that's not an option right now.
All right, Kurt, thank you.
All right, guys, appreciate it.